here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Now, the Jerry Lewis Telethon was...
It was this weekend.
This past... What day was it?
Yeah, it was yesterday, sir.
All right, now, Mr. Lewis has a telethon for muscular dystrophy.
Yes, and as I was telling your producer, I think that to pretend to help children and do what he did yesterday to traumatize millions of American children...
All right, this is the point that I wanted to get to. You're accusing Jerry Lewis of traumatizing millions of American children, and you've also accused him in the draft here of your class action lawsuit of hypocrisy?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Were you watching with your kids?
Yes, I was watching with my son, Steve Jr., and my daughter. My son is 10. My daughter has just turned 7. I'm a little bit nervous.
You're doing very well.
I had showed them Jerry Lewis movies. I'd showed them a couple of the films. And I told my children that he was funny and that we were going to have fun watching him on this telethon. And I had gone in to get some iced tea. And the show came on, and my daughter was crying, and my son followed her into the kitchen.
Your daughter was crying after the Jerry Lewis telethon started?
That is correct. And
now, what did she say?
I wrote it down. For my attorney, she said that, Daddy, there is a monster on TV, and my son was also crying.
Now, your daughter thought she saw a monster on TV, and it was Mr. Lewis, is that correct?
That is correct, because...
Now, let's explain to people, Jerry Lewis is suffering from what is called cardio...
It's called... I don't know what it's called, and I think you're sidetracking the issue.
Well, we need people to know that Mr. Lewis is bloated from the steroids that he's taking because of this disease.
That may be, and I don't think that has anything really to do with what I'm talking about. If he comes on TV looking like, you know, a freak or whatever...
This is what I'm having a problem with. He doesn't look like a freak.
But to my daughter, he looked like a freak. And he comes on there, and she said he looked like a monster. And my son said that he looked like a monster. That traumatizes millions of children. And when you have millions of children watching and waiting to send money, and you come out to look like a monster, and you've done this nation a disservice, and I didn't let my children watch, and as a result, they did not watch. My daughter had a difficult time sleeping. My son had a difficult time sleeping.
Your kids had a difficult time sleeping because Jerry Lewis was bloated due to his steroids.
That is correct, because, again, I think you need to understand the hypocrisy of saying you care about kids, and then you come out on television, and you look like a carnival freak. I think it is a disservice to every child and the Dystrophy Association.
Now, I saw the draft of the proposed class action lawsuit that your attorney faxed to us. $60 million. You're not going to get $60
million. No, I understand that, sir, but it is a symbolic... number. I just think it's wrong, as I have said to my wife, and I said also to Jim Kruger, who runs the paralegal in the office there, that these celebrities who look like sideshow freaks, who come...
Do you know how offensive that is, sir?
I forgive me, Mr. Henry, but I'm trying to show you...
No, but that to say a celebrity looks like a sideshow freak is insensitive...
Well, these people make an awful lot of money, Mr. Henry. They, believe me, they're... You know,
it's not just those people. It's not just the celebrities. It's the people out there who don't have any celebrity that suffer from these diseases. Whether it's, you know, a Jerry Lewis who had to take these steroids, it's bloated his body.
You look at this man, Mr. Douglas, this Kirk Douglas gentleman, who comes out, you know, looking like a sideshow freak because his face, you know.
Mr. Douglas had a stroke.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
But I don't like the term sideshow freak is all I'm saying.
I'm saying that that's how the child sees it when Kirk Douglas cut. And you say he had a stroke. My understanding was that he hit a door, hit him or something.
I'm sorry?
My understanding, Mr. Douglas, we're talking about Kirk Douglas?
Yeah.
That a door hit him or...
You mean that his mouth got that way from a door hitting him? No, sir.
All right.
That was a stroke that he had.
The point is, I don't think these people should be allowed on television. You've got a lot of children out there who have nightmares, and I think it was very selfish of Mr. Lewis to come on looking like some kind of a monster from the monster movies, and for my children to feel that. And that's what I said to my attorney, and that's what I also said to Mr. Kruger, but I haven't gotten a call back from him.
All right, our number is, Mr. Kruger's not related to the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation.
No, but he is a big supporter of, he gives a lot of money to the telethon.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm speaking, by the way, with Stephen Bozell. Is a construction contractor, a citizen out in Corona, California. His daughter and son, he said, were traumatized by seeing Jerry Lewis on television yesterday. You're claiming that he looked like a monster to your daughter?
That is correct.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Mr. Lewis suffers from a cardiofibrosis, which is literally fibroids that are on the heart or around the heart. He has to take steroids. Steroids, for those of you who don't know, will bloat the skin.
Can I interject, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
I think what you're saying is important, and I think what you're saying can be educational to a lot of people, but I think it's irrelevant to what we're talking about right now. I don't care what he has.
You said that Mr. Kirk Douglas, the great actor, looked like somebody banged him on the face with a door. The man had a stroke.
If I don't have the right information, forgive me, but that doesn't make any difference.
What does make difference?
What makes a difference, sir, is that Kirk Douglas will come out with the face that... You know, with that face. And
he had a stroke. That's what makes it difficult for him to talk.
Well, he talks like he's retarded. He has a face that looks like someone hit him with a bat. And for children to look at that on a national television broadcast of the Academy Awards or whatever else you want to say, I think of all American children who've been scarred by seeing Jerry Lewis coming out and looking like a carnival freak.
I really got a hard time with carnival freak. Because, you know, there are people who have suffered that.
I understand that, but please understand, I'm saying this, and the telethon should have been rated R, because with him looking like a monster, many of the monster shows now are rated R.
All right, a lot of the monster shows, sir, those are movies.
I understand that.
I want to get into what happened to your daughter. You say she came in and said, Daddy, there's a monster on TV.
That's correct. And the problem is, and again, why I brought this up with your producer, the night before, I had shown the kids the movie Superman with Christopher Reeve, and then I turned the movie off, and I knew they'd do this to me. I knew that this would happen to me. I flipped on the Channel 9 News, and they've got Christopher Reeve now sitting in a chair with a tube in his neck, and he looks, and the head's all bald. And I said to my son, I made the mistake of telling my son that that was Superman there, and he cried, he was traumatized, because Superman looked like some kind of a retard sitting there.
You're mixing a lot of words here, sir.
Well, I'm trying to get my son.
No, but you're mixing a lot of words. He looked like a retard sitting there. You know, the man was paralyzed.
No, I understand that, but please, again, the other thing, too. And I think Christopher Reeve, and I said to my wife, and she thought it was funny, and I thought it was funny because we tried to lighten it up. And I told the kids that Christopher Reeve ought to shut the hole under his nose, and he should shut the one in his neck because of the two holes. And my wife thought it was funny, and I thought it was funny, but my children didn't laugh.
Well, I got to agree with your kids. I don't find that funny at all, sir, making fun of someone's malady like that.
I'm not making fun of the malady. I'm trying to say for the children.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Should Jerry Lewis have been on television last night in that bloated condition if it scared kids? Ardella, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell. Hello.
Hi. I think that Mr. McCaller should have been teaching his children to understand and appreciate the goodness and kindness that Mr. Lewis has provided over the years, that this illness and the medication that he took makes him look like this, and his children need to learn love and understanding for other people in this situation.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well, what did you hear what the lady said?
I don't know what she's getting at.
That's a parent. You need to teach your children to understand that people have these conditions.
Well, ma'am, if you go out in the world, it's not very likely you're going to see a guy that looks like some kind of a blimped out freak like Jerry Lewis.
I'm afraid you do.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen anything like that, and my kid not had either. And then,
have you ever been to a care center or visited older people in a care center?
No, ma'am, and I dare say most children haven't either.
I think most children need to experience that to understand.
Is that they should not be allowed on television until their being retarded or whatever's wrong with them goes away.
They're not retarded.
Whatever's wrong with them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jerry Lewis, Christopher Reeve, who was the other person? Kirk Douglas. These are people that are movie stars, celebrities that have suffered physical maladies. Mr. Stephen Bozell is contemplating a class action lawsuit against Jerry Lewis for getting on his television show last night, as he said, looking like a, quote, sideshow freak, end quote, which I think is cruel. But he says that Mr. Lewis is even crueler, subjecting America's children to looking at him. He is suing, or is contemplating suing Mr. Lewis for $60 million, which is the amount of money that he made on his telethon last night. 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Hendry Show. Should these people stay off of television for a while until kids are... You wanted to say what?
Well, I don't allow my children to watch shows. You take, for instance, The Incredible Hulk, because I know it would scare them. So why does Jerry Lewis get to walk out on TV looking like a freak like the Hulk? There's no rhyme or reason to any of that, and that's why I'm talking to my attorney about it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tell us a story. You have somebody in your office with a malady?
We have a gentleman in our office who wears these, you've ever seen these huge, thick Coke bottle glasses.
Reading glasses.
No, these are eyeglasses that he wears, and they're big, thick, and, you know, you feel so sorry for the guy. And again, I've had my coworkers say that they're uncomfortable working around him because he looks like some... I mean, they've used the term four-eyed freak. I say to them that he's just a man who has a vision problem. But they'll say they're uncomfortable working around him. He looks like a four-eyed freak. They want to be moved to another workstation in this. And what am I supposed to say?
Well, the man's wearing really thick glasses.
He wears these, eyeglasses. And he's got another gal that my wife works with two women in her office. One of them has what's called a wandering eye, or I don't know if you've ever seen...
Yeah, it's a muscle imbalance in the eye.
Yeah, so it's very, very... Again, she says she's some Marty Feldman-looking freak, and she doesn't want to work with her. And she got another woman who's got a Marty Feldman-looking freak eye, too. What do you say? How do you do it? My feeling is you have to go after the problem at the root, and that's why we're suing Mr. Lewis. He can't come out on the stage like he did last night, looking like out of a monster movie without the children being afraid.
Oh, well, Mr. Bozell, if you... All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. If you tell the children it's a malady and not a monster, I think that might, you know, do some good. Tracy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
My question is, what is wrong with this man?
He has some fibrosis, ma'am, that makes him have... The steroids have bloated him.
No, I'm not talking about Jerry Lewis. I'm talking about you.
There's nothing wrong with me. I'm a father that loves his children, that's all.
Well, you know what, sir?
I mean, I hope you love your kids. If you don't love your kids, that's your business. But I love my children.
I certainly do love my children. I love my children probably just as much, if not more, than you do. But the point is...
I doubt that.
The point is that you are teaching these children to be afraid of these people. You are not teaching these children to understand
right.
What is wrong with these people.
That's exactly right. For instance, you can say they have a physical malady and they're people to be helped and assisted.
Mr. Hendry, most monster movies that you see, the person who's the monster...
Yeah, but you know what? In a monster movie, it's all made up.
No, but the
and
person
And you don't
who's...
have to let your children watch these things.
The person who's the monster...
I don't know
monster...
understand why you are allowing your children to watch these things in the first place.
Oh, so now you say it's...
Fit.
So now you say it's pornographic? Is that it?
No. I'm saying is it's your fault. If you don't want your child watching these things, then you are the adult. You make the decision to take
okay.
this stuff away
right.
from them.
Then if you go to the video store and you rent a movie that you think is Cinderella and you bring it home and it turns out to be some John Holmes porn movie where he's putting three different lesbians or whatever, is that, am I going to yell at you for exposing your child to that? No, you didn't know. You were taken by surprise. Same with me watching the Jerry Lewis telethon. He comes out.
It's completely different. Jerry Lewis has a disease, and this is something that you have to teach your children. You know what? My niece has had cerebral palsy since the day she was born.
She's had what, ma'am?
She's had cerebral palsy ever since the day she was born. She had to have...
Do you let her out?
Pardon me?
Do you let her out? Do you let her out on the street so people see that?
Well, of course.
Why wouldn't
we
she let her? The girl's got to go to school. She's got to. Why wouldn't she let her out?
Because those are the people.
Because she's a normal human being that has a condition. When she was 2 years old, she
hits her chest with her wrist.
Pardon me?
Does she hit her chest with her wrist and all of that, or what does she
do? No, she doesn't. She used to have epilepsy as well, and when she was 2 years old, because she was being on so much phenobarbital, they took her off of it and split her brain in half.
And those people, too, because every time they fall on the ground, you got to put a spoon down their throat so they don't swallow.
No. You know what? Contrary to popular belief, you do not shove anything down an epileptic's mouth. You let them ride out the stroke or whatever it is they're having, and then you deal with it.
Don't shove nothing in the
mouth. Obviously, you don't know squat about anything, and
I
hope and I pray to God that Jerry Lewis turns around and
sues you.
Your ass.
But Mr. Lewis has a disease. He shouldn't be on television. That's the point we're trying to make.
No, that's not the point. Anybody, you know what? This is a free country, and it is a free will of every human being in it to do as they see fit, not what you see fit.
I've been trying to make this point. Every monster movie, the monster has a disease too. Jason Voorhees is all messed up in the head. Also, Freddy Krueger was in a fire. Tell me that's not no disease.
To you?
No, ma'am.
Are you hearing what the lady is saying? What do you mean Freddy Krueger had a disease?
Every monster movie, the monster has a physical affliction, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, you know what, sir?
Do you feel sorry for Freddy Krueger? No, you don't. No, you don't, ma'am. You don't feel sorry for Jason Voorhees. You don't feel sorry for Michael Myers. You don't feel sorry for...
Well, okay, we got all the monsters. You want me to feel sorry for Godzilla, too?
Listen.
That's a made-up
You're
lizard.
The one who's got the serious malady, and in the end, I hope you get yours.
Well,
that's
ma'am,
all I
oh, you
say.
Want me to be sodomized?
Because she didn't say that.
You know what? After a $60 million suit that you think you're going to win, you are going to be sadly mistaken. And I hope that in the end, you get yours for all of this. And if you think this is going to help your business, well, think again.
All right, listen,
have a nice day.
Tracy, thanks a lot.
Wait a minute, I want to say something.
No, the lady's gone.
I wanted to get the last word, and you didn't allow me to. And it makes me look like a fool.
Mr. Bozell, you're saying some things here that people are reacting to, and we have to give them the opportunity to react to. Stephen Bozell is on the line with us, and he's talking about Jerry Lewis's telethon yesterday, which featured, of course, Mr. Lewis, who is on steroids. He was in a very different state physically than we're used to seeing him, his face and his body having been bloated by the steroids that he's on. It's the result of treatment he is receiving from a condition called cardiofibrosis. And you say that the children were crying because he looked like a monster. Now, you say...
That's correct, and I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm saying that every monster movie that's ever been, the monster has a physical disease.
Well, Mr. Lewis is not out committing homicide with a machete. Jason Voorhees did.
It doesn't matter, Mr. Henry. I know that he's a good man. My kids don't.
Well, then tell them that he's a good man.
They don't know the difference.
Well, look at pal. This is not. You're not going
to
sue.
I think when you talk, here's the thing you're trying to say: the kids, all on the kids. It's all on the kids, and it's all on the kids. It's on the adult, and yeah, it's on me, but it's also on Jerry Lewis.
All right, here's Joan. Let's go to Joan. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Joan.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to speak to the gentleman. I wouldn't call him a gentleman. I'd like to speak to the person that's phoned in about Jerry Lewis.
I tell you what, Joan, could I have you hold on? You'll be our first caller. We have to break for a commercial.
Yes, okay.
All right, dear, will you hold the line?
Yeah.
Joan, my name is Stephen Bozell.
But hold on, Mr. Bozell, and we'll talk with you as well.
Okay.
All right, Joan will be up next. I didn't see the break sign coming up. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean every monster had a physical malady? Jason Voorhees was sick in the head. Yeah, and he had a machete taking it out on people. Should Jerry Lewis have been on television yesterday looking like a, quote, carnival freak, end quote? It scared at least this gentleman's children. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Stephen Bozell is with us. He was upset. He said his children were upset seeing Jerry Lewis on TV yesterday looking bloated. You've used terms like sideshow freak, carnival freak. I think all of it is very offensive to anybody suffering from a malady like this. Although I know...
You have to understand.
No, although I know what you're saying, it's not what you think. It's what it looks like to children. Now, I'm going to go back to Joan. And, Joan, go right ahead. Thanks for hanging on.
Thank you. Steve.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a wife?
Yes, I do. My wife's name is April.
Does she have any say in this?
And we named our daughter after her. I'm sorry?
Do your wife have any say in what you are doing?
When it comes to the boy, I'm pretty much in charge of the boy.
I'm on about the children.
Well, yes, ma'am. I'm talking about my boy. Certainly my daughter comes more under the influence of her mother for dresses and things of that nature.
Yeah, well, I don't want to know all about that. I just
yes,
want
ma'am.
You to answer. I feel so sorry for you, you know, and I feel sorry for your children.
I feel sorry for Jerry Lewis coming out looking the way he do.
Let me just finish what I'm going to say.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Are you an English woman, ma'am? Are you an English woman, ma'am? You sound like you're an English woman.
I'm Welsh, but I live in Canada.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Right. I was always taught, right from a child, to look and feel sorry, in a way, for people that have a disability because they themselves can't help it.
Well,
how do you look at it?
Well, my wife was angry at me for allowing the kids to see a monster on TV.
Why didn't you turn it off?
Yes, ma'am, I do, but Jerry Lewis tricked me into thinking there wouldn't be no sideshow freaks on his show.
Yeah, now, but you know something? Jerry Lewis can't help having this disability. He's got an illness that he's taken steroids for.
Oh, there we go. See, every time somebody looks like a sideshow freak, well, I got an illness.
But he does look like a side freak, and I'm disgusted with you for even saying that word.
Did you ever see, because you're English, have you ever seen the Elephant Man show?
I'm not on about the Elephant Man. I'm on about Jerry Lewis at the moment.
I see very
Don't
little difference.
Don't sidetrack something.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm trying to say that the Elephant Man, Jerry Lewis, or what have you, is all...
Wait a minute. You can't say that Jerry Lewis looks like the Elephant Man.
No way. No way.
Not to me, but to my daughter, who cried.
Oh, for God's sake. You know what? I'm really and truly so mad with you that you are putting the words in your children's mouth, saying that he looks a freak. He can't help it.
Yes, ma'am, but you being an English lady, you must have had heard of the Elephant Man and all the things he done.
Oh, come along. I think Jerry Lewis, you know what? I'm so proud of Jerry Lewis.
Are you related to him?
He has done a fantastic work.
Yes, he has. He's raised...
He really has.
$60 million he raised yesterday in the telethon.
And that's the other thing that I'm thinking.
And you're after it just to get the money.
Can you imagine, I said a joke to my kids, and they were not laughing, but I tried to help them. I said, can you imagine Jerry Lewis saying, hey, lady, I'm not an animal. Hey, lady, you know how he done that? But they were upset, and they were crying. And
the kids were crying, and I think the point everybody's trying to make is you're going, oh, my God, Jerry Lewis, he looks like a freak. I mean, they could have said, oh, you know, he's got a disease, and that's why he looks the way he does. I'm sure the children would not have reacted the way that you do.
Every time somebody does something like a monster, it's a disease.
Tell me something.
Alcoholism.
Tell me.
Yes,
have you ever been sick in your life?
Ma'am.
Have you ever been sick in your lifetime?
Have I ever been sick? Looking like a freak? No, ma'am, I've never done it.
I didn't ask you that question. I asked, have you ever been sick in your life?
You mean mentally, or how do you mean?
No, with an illness.
Okay, now I heard the lady in the background say that I'm stupid.
No, listen, I never said that. What I'm saying to you is, I had a husband...
Yes, ma'am.
10 years ago... who done everything he could for his children.
And
he died of cancer, melanoma.
Did he drink, ma'am?
And if you had seen him before he died because of the drugs that he was on, I would never have called him a freak.
Oh, that's sad. We're sorry to hear that, Joe.
I would never have called him a freak.
I wanted to know.
When you were calling someone that has an illness, and he's taking steroids to
Did your husband drink, ma'am?
Why do you keep asking if her husband drank?
Because he's an English person.
I beg your pardon?
All them Englishmen drink, don't they?
Oh,
did he drink?
No.
Come on.
You know what?
If this English gal doesn't know anything about Jerry Lewis, because she's from the English state and they don't know nothing.
I'm not from England.
Are you?
Get your facts straight.
Are you French?
She's from Wales.
I'm not from England.
Got to watch her language. What? You just got that nice Welsh lady to say B-U.
I know how to spell it.
What are you crying about?
Because Jerry Lewis comes out looking like the Elephant Man and everybody yelling at me.
Jerry Lewis comes on looking like the Elephant Man, and everyone's yelling at you.
Yeah.
Could you have done it any... Because if you look back on yesterday, Mr. Bozell, could you have done it a better way? Could you have said to the children, he's sick?
I didn't know. She comes in. Now my kids think I'm going to stick a severed head in their bed.
Well, all right. Let me go over here to Mary. Hi, Mary. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'm still on the phone.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
I think this man's children should be taken away from him if he has to cry over this.
Oh, bull crap.
This man has a very, he's very spineless. I want to tell him, I had brain cancer.
I'll bet.
I had to take steroids. I do not drink. I do not smoke. I did look like the Elephant Man.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask this gentleman
one question. Are you running around scaring kids?
I want to ask this gentleman one question.
Okay, that's fine, but were you running around scaring kids? No.
No, I did not. And, you know, I live in Boca Raton and in Florida, and not one child looked or pointed or cried.
Well, you put a bag on your head, right? Did you put a bag on your head?
There's nothing wrong with this family that these children are acting this way. Let me make my point, though.
Go ahead.
I want to know, how would this man handle it? If something happened to his wife that was debilitating.
All right, Steve, answer that question.
I bet you didn't have to buy a costume for Halloween.
Answer the lady's question, okay?
I didn't have hair. I was bloated. I had a large dent in my head because they had to take part of the skull out. And I did look like the Elephant Man. And I was in a wheelchair.
Did you keep a bag on your...
Will you answer the lady's question? What would you do if your wife was looking like Jerry Lewis?
I wouldn't have married her.
No, if she
now,
got...
I've been married for 25 years, and my husband stuck by me every minute of the day.
So what if your wife got sick today and bloated up like Jerry Lewis?
Okay, I'd try to make money on it, I guess. If you can...
This man should not have children.
What? I said I'd take her over to a place where you can look at her for a quarter or something. I mean, is that what you're asking
this
me?
This man
what?
Should not have children.
Mr. Bozell, are you listening to what you're saying?
The lady asked me, what would I do if my wife had
to say... You would put the wife, the mother of your children, who you have loved, in a sideshow? What kind of a person are you?
No, ma'am,
I
would take...
Have you no sympathy? Have you no love?
I would take her
no
to the...
mercy?
I'd take her to the doctor, and I'd have treatment, but in the time it took for her to shrink down to normal size, what's wrong with that?
Put her on display for a quarter?
You know what? If you don't know the answer to that question, then there is no help for you.
None okay, ma'am. Whatsoever. That's fine, ma'am. But what do I say to a little boy who looked at me and said he doesn't want to carve a pumpkin for Halloween because they look too much like Jerry Lewis? What do you say then to a child who would say
I'll
that
I'll tell
to you?
You exactly what you say to him. Jerry Lewis is sick. He is taking steroids. He has to take these steroids to stay alive. Which would you prefer, the man to die or the man to live, if he was your uncle or your father?
There's a third option.
And father, no, there is not a third option. And also,
or do you want to have people look at him for a quarter?
I bet you don't celebrate Halloween because you're so afraid to let your kids out of the house.
You're asking a very hypodermical question. How would I know what I would do with a circus freak for a wife?
Oh, come on.
All right.
You answer the question. You put her in a sideshow.
What
kind of a man are you?
Thank you very much, Mary. Mr. Bozell, I appreciate you being on the program. I don't see any court accepting a lawsuit like this.
Well, you know, I got a very good attorney, Dolores Blasingame, and she tells me that we've got a very, very good case. She has not won a case yet for me, and we've sued probably in the last 3 years several hundred people, but this one, God, I feel so good about it. I just do.
Okay, well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck to you when I have my $60 million, and you'll be doing what? Hey, lady, I'm a pumpkin. Hey, lady, I'm a pumpkin. My kid just walked by. Hey, lady, I'm a pumpkin. she's crying, that bitch.
All right, get out of here. That's Steve Bozell suing Jerry Lewis for looking like a sideshow freak. Mr. Lewis, just the official position of the Phil Henry Show is we hope you get well very soon. You are certainly a treasure and a great man for the work that you do for the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. I would also...
Jesus.